came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue.
保罗照他素常的规矩进去，一连三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论。
As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue on three Sabbath days. He reasoned with them from the scriptures.
讲解成名，基督必须受害，从死里复活，又说我所传与你们的这位耶稣就是基督。
Explaining and proving that Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. This Jesus I'm proclaiming to you is the Christ, he said.
我们再看三十节三十一节。
Let's then read from verse 30 and 31.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
In the past, God had overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent.
因为他已经定了律旨，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。
For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
感谢赞美神，刚刚武雷弟兄给我们领了几首的诗歌。
Thank and praise God. Earlier, Brother Wu Lei had led us on a few songs. I think all these songs are very much related to our message today. Especially one song we don't sing that too often. But then he said it's very easy to learn.
深深地印在我的心里。
As I sing it, it's really impressed into my heart.
这首诗歌非常的简单。
It's a very simple song.
似乎是一个赞美。
It seems like it's a praise song.
但是也是一个祷告。
It's also a prayer.
也是我们属灵的经历。
Also our spiritual experience.
他说耶稣耶稣。
Say Jesus, Jesus.
他为我而死。
He died for me.
他为我复活。
He raises for me.
他为我什么？
为我而活。 He lives. Yeah, 为我而活。
他为我而活。
He lives for me.
我们靠他而活。
And we also live by him.
或者我们说因他而活。
Or we can say, because of him, we live.
是在我们每一个的基础属灵生命的经历的里面。
This is in our spiritual experience.
因着这位复活的主、生命的主活在我们的心中。
Because of this Lord of Resurrection, Lord of Life that live, who lives in me.
因着圣灵住在我们的心里。
Because he lives in our heart.
我们可以给我们印证说。 他是从死里复活。
Then he proved to us that he had risen from death.
因着我们知道他从死里复活，给我们一个印证，他的救赎是为我们而死的。
Because he had proved himself had risen from death, that this redemption is for us.
实实在在我们每日的生活。
In our daily lives.
乃是
We will by him that we can live.
借着他而活,
and through him we can live.
也是因他而活,
and because of him we can live.
所以今天在这里的我再一次的给弟兄姊妹有一点的分享。
So here today I want to share with you once again.
主复活的确信,
the assurance of our Lord's resurrection.
因着主的复活,
because of his resurrection.
叫我确信他是神的儿子,
that I can fully believe that he is the Son of God.
因着他从死里复活,
because he had risen from dead.
他是我们的救世主,
he is our Savior.
因着他从死里复活, 我确信他是复活,
because of his resurrection, I can fully believe that he is resurrection and he is life.
因着他从死里复活, 他是神的话。
Because of his resurrection, he is the word of God.
前一个月我略略的讲过了，他是神的儿子。
Last month, I have briefly talked about he is the Son of God.
我想在这五点的里面，我可以分成三个部分。
And I think in this five points, I can put it into three different sessions.
第一点、第二点来是说到我们所信的耶稣，他的所事。
And the first two points is refer to that he is.
他到底是谁？
And who he is.
我所信的是谁？
Who do I believe in?
使徒保罗说，我知道我所信的是谁。
Apostle Paul said, I know whom I believe in.
你我说我信了耶稣。
And you and I said that I have become a
Christian. 你我说我是一个基督徒。
That I have believed in Jesus.
到底我所信的是谁？
So who is the one I believe in?
我们的主耶稣也是问他的门徒说，人说我是谁？
Our Lord Jesus asked his disciples saying that,
who said, I am? 我们必须认识许许多多的认识耶稣到底是谁。
And we want to know how other people, how they know Christ.
他们有很多的回答。
And they have different answers.
以后我们的主耶稣就问他们说，你们说我是谁？
And later on, our Lord Jesus asked his disciple, what do you think I am?
所以彼得就回答说，你是神的儿子，你是基督。
And Peter answered, you are the Son of God, you are Christ.
这是你我信仰的根基。
And this is the foundation of our belief.
我们若是不知道我们所信的是谁，
If we don't know whom we believe in,
我们所信的是突然的。
And then we believe in vain.
所以他是神的儿子。
So he is the Son of God.
因着他复活，我确信他是神的儿子。
Because of his resurrection, I can believe that he is the Son of God.
我没有办法证明说他是神的儿子。
We cannot prove that he is the Son of God.
我没有办法用人的理论、人的科学的方法来证明他是神的儿子。
We cannot use man's philosophy or science to prove that he is the Son of God.
但是借着使徒的启示，让我确信他是神的儿子。
But through the revelation from the apostle, that we can fully believe that he is the Son of God.
所以使徒保罗在写罗马书的时候，我们说那是第五福音。
And so when people said that in Romans said that's the fifth gospel.
他说他是使徒，神特别的差他是传神的福音。
And he said that he is the apostle that God sent him to preach the gospel.
以后在罗马书第一章第二节第三节他说，这福音是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。
And then later on he said that this gospel is through the prophecy of the prophets that was promised then.
福音是论到主耶稣基督。
And the gospel is concerning our Lord Jesus Christ.
福音乃是神借着先知在旧约圣经所应许给我们的。
And the gospel is the promise that was through the prophets of the Old Testament.
这个应许不是随随便便人的想法写下来的。
And it's not just casually written down by man's thoughts.
乃是在每一个时代的证明他的应许是真的。
But throughout generation, it is proved that it is true.
一直等到主耶稣再来的时候，来的时候。
Until the time that when Jesus came.
应验了神的应许。
Fulfilling all these promises.
这是我们借着圣经，我们确信他是神的儿子。
And then through the Bible, we fully believe that he is the Son of God.
神的儿子跟我们的信仰有什么关系？
Some people say, what is the relationship of the Son of God to our gospel?
但是这是非常非常重要的。
But this is very important.
让我们能够抓住神的应许。
So that we can hold on to the promise of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们一生的生命的路程的秘诀乃是要抓住神的应许。
The secret to our spiritual life is to hold on to the
promise of God.
If we don't have that assurance,
我们的确据不是从圣经而来的。
If our assurance is not coming from the Bible,
我们的确据不是从神的应许而来的。
If our assurance is not from the promise of God,
那也正像使徒保罗所说的，我们所信的是枉然。
It will be like Paul said, it is futile that we believe.
我们的生命的路程 就是弯弯曲曲,
and our path of life will be all crooked.
我们的里面的信心就常常的摇动,摇摆不定,
and our faith will be swaying from one side to another.
感谢赞美神,
thank and praise God.
他借着使徒保罗,
through Apostle Paul,
他借着在罗马书第一章第三节就说, 认得他儿子耶稣, 我主耶稣基督。
And then through that, Apostle Paul had written in Romans 1:3, it said, regarding his son,
他说, 按肉体说, 他是从大卫的后裔生的。
He said, who is to his human nature was a descendant of David.
这是旧约圣经应许给大卫的。
This is a promise from the Old Testament to David.
基督要从大卫的后裔而出来的。
That Christ will be coming from the descendant of David.
但是下面有一句话说按着圣上的灵说因他从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
But then it followed by saying that, and who through the scripture, who through the spirit of holiness was declared with the power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead.
耶稣基督从死里复活。
Jesus Christ risen from death.
给我们一个很确信的证明他是神的儿子。
It assures us that he is the Son of God.
我是生在基督徒家庭里面。
I grew up in a Christian family.
我可以说从, 幼稚园开始到初中毕业,
I remember from kindergarten to also elementary school that
我在一个宗教的教育的里面非常的单纯过着的一个
Under the education of a Christian education that I just passed a very simple Christian life.
等到我念高中的时候我就有很多的思考。
But then when I went into high school, there's a lot of thoughts that came into me.
我就觉得圣经是好的。
I felt that the Bible is good.
我们老子、孔子、孟子也是好的。
And then Confucius and all these other philosophies are also good.
为什么也不放在圣经的里面?
How come that's not being put into the Bible?
那这一边的圣经是何等的, ,美好?
Then the Bible will really be good.
但是那个时候我不认识我的主是神的儿子。
But at the time, I didn't know that my Lord is the Son of God.
我不过在一个非常美好良好的教育的里面，我做一个好的。
Even though in the education I was brought up with, I just be a good child.
一直等到有一次聚会的时候,
until one meeting.
那是在1946年,
in 1946.
那个时候可以说中国是一个存在一个非常悲哀的时候。
And you can say that China is a very dark period of time.
大家觉得没有什么希望。
They felt that there's no hope then.
我想有很多人从北方逃难到南方。
A lot of people just escaped from the north to the south.
我们看见在街上有很多逃犯的。
And there's a lot of beggars on the street.
我们觉得这个非常的黑暗。
We felt that it's a time of darkness.
我们的校长是一个牧师。
Our principal in the school is a pastor.
我们学校每一天都有朝会。
And every day we will have meeting.
所以我们的校长有常常请很多有名望的人来演讲。
And he will invite many famous speakers to come to speak.
但是好像学校很多的学潮就开始。
And it seems like there's a lot of philosophy has come up.
学潮。
Oh, a lot of movement has come up.
所以我们的校长就请传道人来讲。
So our principal then asked some preacher to come.
我记得曾经来过我们这里的一个翁老弟兄, 我们也请他在那边传福音。
I remember we have an elderly brother, Ong, and he also was there to speak.
以后他就请一个非常普通的一个牧者来我们教会传福音。
And then one time he just invited a very normal preacher and came to spread the gospel.
哎，我们就觉得我们的校长怎么请了一个不是很会演讲的人来传福音。
Then we were thinking that how come a principal invite somebody of not well known to come and preach?
那个聚会是有一个礼拜。
And that's a week long meeting.
头两天 很多的同学们就在那边那个随便乱叫乱讲乱讲话。
And in the first 2 days that the student was just speaking on their own.
祷告的时候他们就大叫。
And even during the prayer time, they were just shouting out loud.
但是到第三天、第四天就慢慢安静下来。
But by the third day, the fourth day, they start to be quiet.
到第五天、第六天，有很多人悔改、流泪，在那边痛苦。
And then fifth and sixth day, then many people repent and was crying.
以后他们就愿意受洗归入耶稣。
And they're willing to be baptized into the name of Christ. 我们的学校
不过有两，只有两百人。
And we only have about 200 people in the school.
但是在哪一次的聚会有50个人悔改要接受受洗归给耶稣跟随耶稣。
But in that meeting that there are 50 of them willing to repent and baptize into the name of Christ.
这个时候我心里一个很大的震撼。
And then I was have a little bit shocked at the time.
我就来比较许多的非常讲会讲话的许多的演讲家。
Then I was comparing all those who are well-known speakers.
这是一个非常的平淡，就是讲圣经的一个传道人。
But then to this very normal preacher, just preaching about the Bible.
他从哪一个地方得着的这个力量？
Where did he get all this strength?
我心里就想到，这不是人的口才的力量。
And I thought that this is not just the eloquency of a man.
这乃是里面有一个大能力。
Because there's a strength and power within him.
这个能力乃是从圣灵而来的。
And this is power come from the Holy
Spirit. 当圣灵运行在我们的里面的时候，
When the Holy Spirit was within us,
我们愿意接受这位的耶稣做我们救主的时候，
When we are willing to receive this Lord Jesus as our Savior,
我们就看见我们的人生一个大的转变。
We will see a great big change in our
当我们真正的承认我们自己是一个罪人的时候，
When we truly confess that we are sinners,
我们愿意谦卑在神面前的时候，
We're willing to humble before our Lord,
圣灵就做工在我们的内心，
And the Holy Spirit will work within our heart,
让我们人生的里面有一个大的转变，
So that we will have a change in our life.
这个时候我得着了神的救恩。
And at this time, I received the salvation of God.
我的救恩不是在哪一个家庭、宗教教育的里面。
And my salvation is not because of the Christian family I'm in.
我的救恩真是看见神的大能。
And I truly see the power of God.
我就开始读约翰福音。
And I start reading the book of John.
我就开始读罗马书。
And start reading the book of Romans.
在哪一个暑假的时候，我就回去读哥林多前书。
And at that summer, I went back and read 1 Corinthians.
当我读到哥林多前书第十五章的时候，
When I come to the 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
在我的心灵的里面真正遇见这位复活的主。
And I finally encountered this Lord of Resurrection.
也可以说这位复活的主向我显现的时候，
Or I can say that this Lord of Resurrection revealed himself to me.
我就清楚地认识他是神的儿子。
And I clearly know that he is the Son of God.
他是神的独生子。
He is the only Son of God.
他是神的爱子。
He is the beloved Son of God.
我只有借着他才能够得着了永生。
Only through him I can have eternal life.
当我匍匐在他面前的时候，
As I submit myself to him,
正如刚刚我们读的《使徒行传》第二章，
As we have read from Acts chapter 2 earlier,
使徒行传第十七章，
And then Acts chapter 17,
那里告诉我们说他乃是基督。
He's telling us that he is Christ.
他乃是神所设立的基督。
He is the Christ that God has set up.
他乃是我属灵的先知。
And he is my spiritual prophet.
他乃是在我属灵的里面的大祭司。
And he is the high priest spiritually.
他也是在我生命当中的君王。
He is the king in my life.
弟兄姊妹，不但他在我们每一个人的心灵的里面，
Brothers and sisters, not only within our hearts,
他是我们的受膏者。
He is the anointed one for us.
特别在他的教会的里面，
Especially in his church,
我们要让我们的基督掌权。
We need to let our Lord to have
sovereignty. 基督乃是我们的先知。
Lord is our prophet.
他一切的话语是绝对的话语。
And all his words is absolute.
他是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
他乃是天天 And
he's praying for us daily before God.
水希伯来书第七章二十四节告诉我们,
so in Hebrews chapter 7, verse
24, 他说, tells us,
and he's all those who come before God,
他都能拯救到底,
he can save him to the end.
因为他是常人活着,
because he lives forever and intercedes for us.
我们以为因为这样的救主在父神的右边天天为我们祷告。
We have the Savior who is interceding for us daily.
我们感谢神他赐下圣灵，当他升天以后赐下圣灵在我们的当中。
We also thank God that after he ascended, he sent down the Holy Spirit to dwell within our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵要做治理的工作。
And the Holy Spirit will administer your life.
一个教会若是没有圣灵，那不是教会。
If a church without the Holy Spirit, then it's
若是一个教会不承认主耶稣是复活的主，那不是一个教会。
A church who does not acknowledge the resurrection of Christ,
若是一个教会若是不承认耶稣的宝血成了我们的赎价，那不是教会。
A church who does not acknowledge the cleansing blood of Christ,
我们可以信很多的事情。
We can believe in many things.
我们可以做很多的事情。
We can do a lot of things.
但是最根本的乃是我们要 承认耶稣基督乃是神的儿子。
But the basis, the most important thing is we need to acknowledge that he is Christ.
他乃是我们的救主。
And he is our Savior.
当我认识这位复活的主的时候,
as I know this Lord of Resurrection,
我的人生一个大的转变,
I have a change in my life.
我愿意奉献我自己。
I was willing to dedicate my life to God.
是的，我那个时候就觉得应当最好什么事情都可以用科学来证明圣经。
At the time I thought, you know, if I can prove everything with science.
但是当我谦卑在他面前的时候,
but as I humble myself before him,
我里面经历了这位复活的主的生命。
I experienced the life of the Lord of Resurrection.
我不得不服在他的面前。
Then I have to submit myself before him.
我要承认我的罪。
I have to acknowledge my sin.
我很明显的就看到耶稣基督的宝血。
I can see the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以前我就想到耶稣的宝血怎么样会洗我的罪。
Before I thought, how can the precious blood of Christ
cleanse
my sin? What's the relationship of his blood and you and I?
他的血怎么进到我里面?
How can his blood come into me?
因为这是神所设立的。
Because this is set up by God.
没有一个人的代价可以除去人的罪。
No other price can take away the sin.
没有一个人能够他的生命可以换取
no other life can save all these other lives.
没有一个好人可以代替人而死。
There's no good man who can die for somebody else.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank and praise God.
他差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到地上。
He sent his only son Jesus Christ on this earth.
乃是要成了一个赎罪祭。
To become a redemption for us.
他成了你我一样的罪身的形状。
To become a human being like you and I.
他被钉在十字架上,
he was nailed on the cross.
乃是受了一切罪的刑罚,
and take all the punishments of sin.
他流出来的宝血,
and the precious blood that he shed.
因为血里有生命,
because there's life in the blood.
他愿意为你我舍命,
he's willing to die for you and I.
他说, 主耶稣说, 我有权柄把命舍去。
Our Lord Jesus said, I have the right to put down my life.
我有权柄把命再取回来。
And I also have the right to take up my life again.
当他愿意舍命的时候,
as he's willing to die for us,
乃是完全顺服神的旨意,
he totally submit to the will of
神的做法,
God and his way of
他没有去想到我怎么死了，我流出来血可以洗历代人的罪。
He did not think about how my blood can cleanse the sins of men.
可以赦免整个世界上人的罪。
He can forgive all the sins of all men.
但是他愿意完全的顺服。
But he's willing to submit himself.
因为神已经设立他为救主。
Because God has set him as the Savior.
神已经设立他为救世主。
And God has set him up as the Redeemer.
他一来到地上的时候, 他就知道说他必须要做人的赎价。
He knows that when he came to this earth, he will become the price for men.
所以当西比泰的两个儿子雅各和约翰 来到主耶稣的面前, 要求耶稣, 一件事情。
So as the son of Zebedee, the James and John, when they came to ask for Jesus for something, their mother loved these two sons.
他就来到,
and there's some relationship of
他就来到耶稣的面前说, 主啊, 主耶稣啊, 你德国降临的时候叫我两个儿子坐在你的左右。
And he said, when your kingdom come, I ask that you will let my son to sit on the right and left of you.
一个坐在你的左边,
one on the left and one on the right.
也可以我想西比泰的妻子知道耶稣将来是要做王。
And I think the wife of Zebedee knows that Jesus will become king one day.
当也是做王的时候, 统治宇宙万物。
And as he become king, he will reign everything in the world.
并且他要统治一切的世界上的人民。
And to reign over all the people on this earth.
所以他说, 一个坐在你的右边, 一个坐在你的左边。
So she said, maybe one can sit on the right, one can sit on the left of you.
他的两个儿子要做左右的丞相。
And they will become the prime minister from the left and the right.
但是耶稣说, 我受的洗, 你能够受吗?
And Jesus said, can you take the baptism that I'm taking?
我喝的杯你们能喝吗?
Can you drink the cup that I'll be drinking?
但是你, 我所受的洗, 我所喝的杯, 即使你能够喝, 但是决定谁坐在我的左右, 还是
So even though you may be able to drink, take this baptism and drink this cup, but the decision belongs to the Father.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣,
our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross
完全显明神的爱,
to reveal the love of God,
也显明神的公义,
to reveal the righteousness of God.
但是他完全的顺服父神的旨意。
But then he is willing to submit totally to the will of God.
等到我认识这位复活的主,
until I know this Lord of Resurrection,
我确信主耶稣定在十字架上是为我而死,
that I fully believe that our Lord Jesus died on the cross for my sin.
只有他的宝血能够洗净我的罪,
only his precious blood can cleanse my sin.
我需要完全的接受,
I need to receive him totally.
但是我只要愿意开我的心门,
and I only need to open up the door of my heart,
我就可以得着了他的救恩,
and I can then receive this salvation.
所以使徒行传彼得给约翰说了一句非常的宝贵的话。
So in the book of Acts, Peter and John have spoken a word that's really precious.
就是刚刚我们所读的在圣召所读的。
And this is when we read it in the calling.
在使徒行传第四章第十一节十二节,
in Acts chapter 4 verse 11 and 12,
他说匠人所弃的石头已经成了房角的头块石头。
He said the stone that the builders rejected had become the capstone.
耶稣被人撇弃,
and Jesus was rejected by people.
耶稣被钉在十字架上,
Jesus was nailed on the cross.
人看是羞辱的,
for people to see it is a shame.
但是却是神的荣耀,
but this is the glory of God.
却是借着十字架显明神的大能,
through the cross that revealed the power of God.
并且他第三天从死里复活,
but on the third day he rose again.
所以十二节说, 除他以外别无拯救,
so in verse 12 says, under no other name in heaven and earth,
在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
There's no salvation that can be found in anybody else.
弟兄姊妹,我们愿意真正的确信这简单的福音。
Brothers and sisters, if we can truly believe in this simple gospel,
或许我们还是想用科学的方法,
Maybe we still want to use signs.
因为人的宗教,
use the human religion.
因为人的哪一个哲学,
to use the philosophy of men.
可以解答我们的问题.
Maybe that can answer some of our questions.
感谢赞美神.
But thank and praise God.
借着圣灵住在我们心中的圣灵,
the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit who lives in it within
us,
to become the mark for you and I, to become a guarantee for you and I. Only if we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, only if we have the indwelling of Christ, all we talk about on the outside, then we can truly know our Lord Jesus Christ.
Earlier
the song that we sang is so precious.
更多的认识耶稣,
to know our Lord Jesus more.
实在我们有很多很多全在基督里面的丰富,
and there are a lot of abundance in Christ Jesus.
只要我们真正的虚心到他的面前,
if we are willing to be humble before him,
我们说, 主啊, 求你向我们显现,
I say, Lord, would you reveal to us?
我们不但能够认识他的许许多多, 做人的道理,
not only that we can know many principles of act, how we should act,
我们乃是更多的认识哪一个救赎的宝贵,
but we can also know the preciousness of this redemption.
我们不但罪得罪得赦免,
not only our sin will be forgiven,
并且因着耶稣基督的宝血,
but because of the precious blood of our Lord,
把我们带进了哪一个至圣所,
to take us into the Holy of Holies.
这个至圣所意思说, 乃是亲自的我们可与神面对面的交通,
this Holy of Holies, that means that we have a direct relationship with God.
或许你问着冯弟兄,
maybe you ask, Brother Flynn, how do you communicate?
你怎么也可以到至圣所?
How do you come to the Holy of
Holies?
You are still on earth now.
你跟普通的人一样的,
you are just like any other people.
你有很多的疾病,
you have many sickness.
你有很多的那个软弱,
you have many weakness.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
借着圣灵,
through the Holy Spirit,
住在我里面的圣灵,
the indwelling Holy Spirit,
借着住在我里面的基督,
through the indwelling Christ within me,
我就把我自己放在他的里面,
I'll just put myself in him.
我若是常住在他的里面,
if I abide in him,
我若是常在他的爱里,
if I abide in his love,
我若是常在他的话语的里面,
if I abide in his word,
弟兄姊妹, 这是我的福分,
and this is my blessing, brother.
也是每一个人的福分,
and also a blessing to all of you.
这也是许多孩童的, 小孩子们的福分,
it's also a blessing to all the children.
这也是许多年轻人的福分,
blessing to all the young people.
我说这更是老年人的福分,
it's more so is the blessing of the older people.
弟兄姊妹, 我常常有时候在坐在哪一个地方,
brother and sister, the main time I was sitting there,
我思想真的话,
I meditate on the word of God.
哎, 我就觉得心中好像非常的平安,
it seems like I have a peace within me.
我想我有时候就想到主的话的时候,
and sometimes I thought that as I meditate on the Jesus and on his word, then I just fall asleep.
我的睡眠很少,
I don't sleep very much.
我以前跟正义弟兄说我不过睡了两个钟头一个钟头,
sometimes I told Brother Zheng Yong, I only slept for 2 hours or 1 hour.
但是我若是思想神的话的时候,
but as I was meditating on the word of God,
我若是思想神的爱, 主耶稣的爱的时候,
meditate on the love of our Lord Jesus,
无论我是思想的主耶稣一生的路程,
or I meditate on the whole life of our Lord Jesus,
无论我是想到主耶稣在哥哥他上为我流血,
or I was meditating on the my Lord Jesus on Golgotha shedding his blood for me, and I meditate on the fact that Jesus died and rose again for me. Now he's on the right hand side of God.
哎呀,
and then I will fall asleep.
我想这是一个我们老年人的一个福分,
I think that's a blessing to us elderly people.
人生睡不着是最痛苦的事情。
Cannot fall asleep is very painful.
吃不饱没有关系。
We can't be hungry, it's okay.
不一定要吃很多的东西。
We don't need to eat too much.
也不一定要吃很好的东西。
Don't need to eat too good the things.
但是没有，即使没有东西吃。
Even though we have nothing to eat.
若是我们常常与我们的主在一起的时候。
But if we are with our Lord,
我们常活在他的话语的里面。
To abide in His Word.
我们常常活在他的生命的里面。
If we always dwell in
活在他的爱的里面,
His life, to dwell in His love,
活在他圣洁的里面,
to dwell in His holiness,
这是我们与把我们带到至圣所,
and that will carry us into the Holy of Holies.
我们可面对面与我们的主常常的相交,
and we can fellowship face to face to our Lord Jesus.
这是好的无比的,
this is better than all things.
第四个我们看到主耶稣说他是复活他是生命。Fourthly,
we saw that Jesus said that He is life, He is resurrection.
因着他从死里复活。Because
He rose from death.
我确信他是复活。That
I fully believe that He is resurrection, He is life.
只有他能够带给我从死里复活。Only
He can bring me to the resurrection.
是的，我在这一生的当中可以经历了 哪一个复活的大能?
Yes, in my life I can experience the power of resurrection.
我想请一个主力曹弟兄在这里见证主复活的大能。
And last Sunday, Brother Chow was testifying the power of our Lord.
好像主耶稣叫他从死里复活。
Seems like the Lord had caused him to rise from death.
他经过哪一个死荫的幽谷。
He passed through the shadow of the valley of death.
但是也不怕遭害。
But he did not fear.
我可以说在这二十年来我经过了多少次经过哪一个死荫的幽谷。
And I can say in the past 20 years, how many times have I passed through the valley of the shadow of death?
但是我经历主复活的大能。
But I experienced the power of the resurrection of my Lord.
我经历主耶稣的生命是最宝贵的。
I experienced that the life of my Lord is the most precious.
一切的东西我都不能够带走。
I cannot take anything away with me.
但是我知道最后一口气, 主耶稣与我一同的经过至阴的幽谷。
But in my last breath, I can still see that my Lord is with me through the valley of shadow.
他的生命在我的里面。
His life is in me.
哪一个永生的生命?
That eternal life.
哪一个复活的生命在我的里面?
That life of resurrection is within me.
永远不会失去。
And I will not lose it.
因着他复活。
Because of His resurrection.
我相信，确信，他是复活，他是生命。
I truly believe that He is resurrection and He is life.
最后，他是神的话语。
And finally, He is the Word of God.
我们特别在约翰福音看到，
Especially in the book of John, we can see that.
使徒约翰特别告诉我们他是神的话。
And Apostle John said that He is the Word of God.
在第一节到第四节说, 太初有道。
In verse 1 to verse 4, it said that in the beginning there is Word.
道与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
这道太初与神同在。
The Word was God in the beginning.
万物是借着他造的。
And all things were created
through
Him. For all those are created, nothing else was created by Him. And in Him there is life. And this light is the light of man. And this word is the word of God. And this word is the word of life. And this word is the word of revelation. And this word is to reveal. And the word is what God wants to speak to you and I.
但是呢，这个话也是生命的话。
And this word is the word of life.
也是真理的话。
Word of truth.
所以希伯来书的作者。
So the author of Hebrew.
有人就说希伯来书可能也是保罗写的。
Some people said maybe it's written by Paul.
所以我就想到为什么保罗不写，其他的书信保罗都说他自己他写的。
But then I thought in all other books Paul has said that it's written by him, but not this one.
但是希伯来书没有写作他自己写。
And, but in the book of Hebrew it did not say that he wrote it.
他给我们一个很大的 traitor.
And he gives us a guess here.
有人说他是巴拿巴先,
and some people said that may be written by Barnabas.
有人说是亚伯罗先,
and some said maybe by Apollos.
有很多不同的想法,
there are different of saying.
不管是谁写的,
but regardless who wrote it.
但是当我读到第一章第一节第二节的时候,
as I read from chapter 1, verse 1 and 2,
这几节圣经如同我读,
it's similar to when I read it from John chapter 1, 1 to 18.
叫我忽然圣灵开我的心窍,
and then the Holy Spirit opened up my heart,
使我能够明白主乃是神与我说话,
that I understand that God is speaking to me.
在这里希伯来书的作者就把时代分成两个,
and here the author has separated the time into two sections.
一个是古时,
and one in the time of the forefathers.
一个是末时,
and one in the last days.
古时就是耶稣来以前的故事,
and the time of forefathers before Jesus.
末时就是耶稣来了以后,
and the last day is after Jesus' time.
所以在这几节圣经里面讲得很清楚,
and in these few verses it's very clear here.
第一章第一节说, 神记在古时界是众先知多事多方的小谕列祖,
in verse 1 it said, in the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times in many various ways.
这个小谕就是给我们说话,
and to speak to us is to reveal to us.
这个小谕也可以说是神的启示,
or you can say that's a revelation of God.
但是古时旧约的时候是借着众先知向我们说话,
but in the old times it's through the prophets and the forefathers.
以后从摩西开始有文字的记载,
and after that Moses' time there is the recording of the written word.
所以就写下旧约, 先知们就写下旧约的圣经,
so the prophets and those they written down the Old Testament.
但是他说,
but then the verse 2 said, in the last day he spoke to he has spoken to us by his son. Then God spoke to us through his son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以刚刚我们在福音组那个一位姊妹就问说, 主耶稣的话实在他已经看见，他还没接受，但是他已经看见主耶稣的话是绝对绝对的。And
early in Sunday school, sister said that she saw that this word of God is absolute, even though she had not totally believed in it yet.
实实在在主耶稣的话是绝对的。That
the word of the Lord Jesus Christ is absolute.
若是我们愿意谦卑在他的面前, 把他的话好好的存在我们的心中,
if we are willing to humble ourselves and treasure his word in our heart,
我们真的可以得着了生命,
then we can truly receive life.
不但得着了生命, 并且我们成了世界上有智慧的人,
not only we can receive life, but we can become a wise person on this earth. I'm not saying the smartest person, because our Lord Jesus is the wisest person. The men of this world always said that they are wise.
但是我们仔细去看他的时候, 仔细去听他的时候,
but if we look in details into them,
他不见得是有智慧,
they not necessarily have wisdom.
但是我可以看到很多的, 真正的基督徒,
but I can see many true Christians,
无论是受过教育,
regardless if they are educated,
无论是没有受过教育,
or they are not educated,
他真正是接受主耶稣在他的心中,
if he truly received Jesus Christ into his heart,
真正愿意听从主耶稣的话语,
and he was willing to listen to the word of our Lord Jesus Christ,
看来是成了一个智慧的人,
he will become a wise person.
这一个智慧, 不但叫我们在世上可以,
not only this wisdom not only can teach us how to act but among people in this world,
写一个智慧叫我们可以得着了得救的智慧,
this wisdom also can give us the wisdom of salvation.
主的话,
Because of his resurrection, the word of God, that we can understand the word of God clearer. And I will give you three passages. And first one is Luke chapter 24, verse 8. Luke chapter 24, verse 8. When we find it, we can read it together. We'll start from verse 7.
The Son of Man must be delivered
into the hands of sinful men, crucified on the cross on the third day, and raised again. Then they remember his words.
我们知道这里，这里主耶稣已经从死里复活。
Here our Lord Jesus Christ had risen from death.
所以他们从坟墓那里回去，他们就想起耶稣的话来。
And then as they come back from the tomb, they remember the word of our Lord.
这是第一个地方。
This is the first passage.
若主耶稣复活，
our Lord Jesus had risen from death.
叫我们确信主耶稣的话是神的话，
that we can believe, be assured that and believe that the word of our Lord Jesus is the word of God,
并且叫我们明白主的话，
and we can understand the word of the Lord.
他开始不明白，
in the beginning they do not understand,
但是主复活以后他们才明白主的话，
only after the resurrection they start understanding the word of God, and they truly believe in the word of God.
第二个第三个我们看约翰福音，the third one we can
see from the book of John.
约翰福音第二章，
book of John chapter 2,
约翰福音第二章第二十，我们从
We can start reading from verse
19.
We'll first read in Chinese and then English.
耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
Jesus answered them, destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days.
犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内 就再建立起来吗？
Then Jews replied, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?
但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
But the temple he has spoken of was his body.
22节， 所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经。
And verse 22 is said, after he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. I felt that it was really precious. Apostle John had given us these words.
到耶稣从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话。
He said, after our Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, his disciples then recalled what he had said.
便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
And then they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken.
最后我们看十二节，十二章十六节。
And finally, we see, look at John chapter
12. 我们从十五节读起。
We can read from verse 15 and 16.
约翰福音第十二章十五节，西安的民啊，不要惧怕，你的王骑着驴驹来了。said
verse 15 said, do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's coat.
这些事门徒起先不明白，等到耶稣得了荣耀以后，
At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him. And then they had done all these things to him. Because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, that in my heart I can firmly believe that Lord Jesus Christ I believe in is the Son of God. The Jesus I believe in, he is Christ. And the Jesus I believe in, he is my redemption. He is the Redeemer. And he is the redemption. Because of our Lord Jesus' resurrection, I believe that he is the resurrection, he is life. Because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, I believe that he is the Word of God. His Word is good. His word is precious. From his word, I can know more about God. May we receive this Lord of Resurrection. In the Psalm 315, and I think they get something in the translation of the first verse. He said, I hear my Savior's voice.
这位作者, 他的原来的英文来是说,
and the English, the original said that I hear the words from my resurrection Lord.
跟随我。
Follow me, follow me.
弟兄姊妹, 这位复活的主,
brother and sister, this Lord of Resurrection,
这位钉在十字架上的主,
this Lord who was nailed on the cross,
他今天仍然地呼召你我,
today he's still calling for you and I
我们要跟随他,
to follow him.
你我是否有时候跟随他,
are you and I following him sometimes?
有时候远离他,
and sometimes we sway away.
让我们唱这首诗歌的时候听见他的,
as we sing this song, may we hear his call.
他今天仍然站在我们的当中,
today he's still standing among us.
哪一位的牧人仍然发出他的声音,
the shepherd still calling out to us,
要我们来跟随他,
to follow him.
我们低头说祷告,
let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢你,
dear, dear Lord, we thank you,
让我们有这样的美好的时间, that 到你的面前,
that we have such a good time that we can come before you.
我们不但能够赞美你,
not only we can praise you,
我们不但来到你的面前可以感谢你,
not only we can come before you and thank you,
我们不但来到你的面前向你祈求,
not only we can come before you and ask,
我们更是感谢你, 到你的面前来是对听你的话语,
but we thank you even more that we can come before you and listen to your words.
恳求圣灵,
may the Holy Spirit reveal to us about your words.
我们有时候听不懂,
sometimes we do not understand.
有时候我们不明白,
sometimes we cannot listen. We ask that the Lord of Resurrection reveal to us,
让我们更多的认识你,
so we can know more about you, that truly we can follow you,
愿意完全的顺服,
and to submit ourselves totally to you,
完全的依靠你,
and to rely on you completely.
就是祝福你自己的工作,
may you bless your own work,
祝福你的教会,
bless your own church,
祝福寻求你名的人,
bless all those who seek after you,
也祝福许许多多乐意侍奉你的人,
and bless all those who are willing to serve you.
虽然我们有软弱,
even though we may be weak,
我们恳求主来刚强我们,
may we ask that you will strengthen us.
当我们远离你的时候,
as we stray away from you, may you seek us.
当我们有疾病的时候，求主用你大能的手来扶持我们，医治我们。
When we are sick, may your power of resurrection strengthen us and heal us.
有许许多多的过失的时候，求主的宝血接近再接近。
When we have fallen short, that may your blood will cleanse us.
让我们在你的面前。
As we come before you.
真正蒙受了你的大恩。
To receive your grace.
得着了你的丰富。
To receive your abundance.
我们真是欢喜快乐。
We are joyful here.
因为有你做我们的主。
Because you are our Lord.
我们真的祷告靠耶稣基督的圣名求的。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.